Chapter 13, The Final Test. For a moment, no one moved. Fozwad stared at Moongobble, his eyes dark and hard. It was as if he was trying to see right through him. Then, to my surprise, he took the bag and said, "Well done, Moongobble. We will see that the stone is returned to its rightful place." Then something even more amazing happened. Fozwad smiled. Not his usual nasty, sneering smile. This was actually a nice smile. I had seen a lot of strange things since I started working for Moongobble, but I think that smile was the strangest thing of all. "I don't understand," said Moongobble. Fozwad's smile grew broader. If I didn't know better, I would have thought he actually looked nice. Tucking his hands behind him, he said, "I'm pleased to say that you have just succeeded at your third mighty task." He actually sounded happy. "You are being very confusing," said Irk. "I suppose I am," said Fozwad. "All right, it's time for the truth. We all know that Moongobble has a lot of trouble with his magic." He paused, as if waiting for us to admit that it was the truth. I wanted to deny it, but that was silly. Too many things, including me, had been turned into cheese to say that was not true. "Yet Moongobble does have promise," said Fozwad, "so it was important for me to make sure he could really do the job. Magic is not easy. It takes skill and training and hard work. But more than that, it takes good heart. Good heart even when people are not being good to you. That is why I've been so nasty to you, Moongobble. I had to test not only your ability to accomplish these mighty tasks, but also how you would react to someone who is being mean to you. Your third mighty task was not really to get the queen's belly button, though that was very important and it is a great relief to have it safe. The real test came just now, when you could have used it against me, but chose not to." He reached out his hand. "Moongobble, you are now a member of the Society of Magicians." The mice in Moongobble's hat began to cheer. "You will have more quests and many more difficult tasks," continued Fozwad, "but you will also have the help and friendship of your brother magicians. I welcome you to the Society." That night, we had a big party in front of Moongobble's cottage. We built a bonfire and ate wonderful food that Mother had cooked. The Rusty Knight was there, of course. So were Irk and Fireball. Arfur stayed with us, too. But the biggest surprise of all was that Fozwad came and brought 10 magicians with him. "We have word from the elf village that your relatives have completely recovered," Fozwad told Arfur, which made the little elf dance with happiness. "The magicians have brought more food, though none of it was as good as Mother's. They taught Moongobble the secret handshake of the Society of Magicians. They told songs and jokes and stories. And just before midnight, they put on a huge fireworks display. As fountains of light filled the sky, I could hear people down in Pigbone crying out in wonder. The last firework of all exploded in huge red letters that rode across the sky. Moongobble is a magician! It was the best night of my life." That's the end of Book 3, The Evil Elves.